generations from now, maybe millennia from now, when archaeologists look back on our time, they may find evidence of the moment when we went from playing physical sports to esports. Video game athletes are watched by millions of fans as they compete for millions of dollars in prize money. Promoters now want to move esports from living rooms into sports arenas. Jeff Landa follows one game company to learn how it's done.
The Key Arena in Seattle, Washington is sold out. The capacity crowd is here for the grand finals of an esport game called Dota 2. Two teams sit on stage behind large computer screens.
Okay, here we go. The International 2016 comes up with its final game of the year. It's a big one.
They communicate via headset as thousands of fans watch the game on Jumbotrons. The teams are facing off to claim their share of a $20 million prize pool.
They ripped down the tier 3 tower. Weeha wants to go out through the back lines and attack. Now the last two. They found Tuska. Weeha ripped apart. The buybacks. It won't be enough. Go Game of Blade. Wings are your International 2016 champions.
For video game company Blizzard Entertainment, this is the type of success it wants to bring to one of its new games called Overwatch.
3, 2, 1. Attackers incoming.
Picture two teams rushing to control an area on a battlefield. Each character is equipped with different skills. Some time travel, others fire missiles from the sky. Use each character in the best way possible as a team, and you win. Nate Nanzer is the global director of esports for Overwatch. His job is to help make that game into an esport.
First and foremost, for a game to become an esport, it has to be a great game. It has to be an engaging game that people want to play over and over.
Overwatch must be fun to play and easy to watch. Part of figuring that out happens here at Blizzard headquarters. The game's designers play it themselves and watch others play online. After a number of these sessions, the team figures out what works and what doesn't. Producer Aaron Carter is here getting feedback.
Right now, competitive play is a major focus for the team. How does this play from a competitive factor when people are trying, when every second counts and every single part of the match itself is 100% going toward a goal of winning the match?
But even a game created with spectators in mind doesn't guarantee fans will rush to fill arenas. Because as Blizzard's Kim Fahn says,
I mean, a game could be a competitive game, but not any competitive game can be an esport. I've seen games that are really competitive in nature, but very difficult to watch.
Free online streaming services like Twitch and YouTube have made it easier for fans to discover what games are both competitive and watchable. Log on to Twitch right now, and you'll find the games with the highest viewers are also the top esports. These viewers are both fans and players. Brandon Larned is a professional player who gets more than 20,000 viewers when he plays the game Overwatch online.
At a certain point, it doesn't necessarily become about the game, but about the stories and the players behind it as well.
Like creating esports superstars.
If people really want to go see a tournament, they want to see it for the game, but they also want to see their favorite players playing.
Blizzard is now teaming up with Turner Broadcasting to bring an Overwatch tournament to a national TV audience at the end of September. Both the creators of the game and TBS will depend on the broadcast to know if Overwatch can make the leap from video game to a major esport. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Landa.